Okay. All right, Shikayach, everyone, for coming. A good vach. I hope we can hear. Obviously, this is supposed to be a very good shiur because there's a satzel that's making a lot of trouble. So far, two computers have not worked. Since I'm trying on my third one. So it's obviously a siman min ha-shamayim that there must be some reason why there's a kitrig on this share. So the summit is because it's supposed to be so much ruchnius. Okay. Anyway, let's start. The first thing I wanted to start with is that there's a rule that we always say that mitzvah sriches kavana, which means that to be yotzi any mitzvah, basically we paskin, you need kavana. So okay, so everyone knows that. So they have kavana. The question is that very often we don't have kavana for all the mitzvahs. We just have kavana for some of the mitzvahs. And therefore, we're only yotzi some of the mitzvahs, not all the mitzvahs. There's what's very interesting, there's a sefer called Mitzvahs Lil Seder, written by Rav Shlomo Homener. I don't know if you can see. And I got it off HebrewBooks.org because it's not in print, as far as I know. Hopefully, in one of the later Shema B'nai's, we want to print it up in the back, but we'll see. But the Maisa, it's a very fascinating sefer. He lists all the mitzvahs that you're yotzi, or not all mitzvahs, but he lists a lot of the mitzvahs that you're yotzi the Lil Seder. Basically, he has 165 mitzvahs, different mitzvahs to be yotzi the Lil Seder. And then the second section is on the mitzvahs that you're yotzi in Sfiras HaOmer. There he only has 42. So, for example, he Kiddush. So, Kiddush, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush. Okay, everyone knows that. But there's also a mitzvah of Da'awad Kaisis. There's a mitzvah of drinking wine on Yontif, Simchas Yontif. So, that's three different mitzvahs. Simchas Yontif, Kiddush, and Arba Kaisis. If it's Shabbos, you get a mitzvah of Kiddush and Shabbos. If you, now, besides which, there's a obviously, the Bari Priya Gothen, drinking the wine is a separate mitzvah. And then what makes life even more complicated is there's a gra quoted in the Matos Torah, which says that not only are there mitzvahs, but every prat is a mitzvah, is a separate mitzvah. So the fact that Kiddush is that we say certain things in Kiddush, and if you leave them out, you wouldn't be yotzi. So each prat that you say, that is ma'akev, it's a separate mitzvah, because Rabbanan said, make sure you say that. The very fact we do Kiddush on Yayin, we don't say Kiddush without Yayin, is a mitzvah. So you have hundreds and thousands probably of mitzvahs. You take the Haggadah, each part is a, why do we say this part? Why do we say this part? Well, this part is because there's a, this is a minig, you do karpas. Karpas is obviously a minig drabbanan. That's early, from the time of the Gemara already, karpas. But then eating the karpas and dipping it in the water and washing the tinas yadayim, and it's all different mitzvahs. So everything has numerous, the Haggadah, we say avodim vayinu, v'hishamda. Each part is a separate mitzvah. So there are many, many mitzvahs. So the Eitzah is that if you can't have kavana for all the mitzvahs because you can't think of them all, so you have this general kavana that you want to be yotzei all the mitzvahs, whatever they are. Okay, let's get down to the Haggadah. We have in the Haggadah, we start with Kiddush. Kiddush is interesting. It's called Zman Chayreseinu, which means that we are free, that it's a zman, it's chaga matzah, it's zman chayreseinu, which means it's not only a zman that we became free thousands of years ago, but it's a, we say that the Ramchal, that every day has its skudas, so it's a skuda for freedom. What's interesting is that I saw years and years ago when I was in Queens, they had these old svarim lying around the yeshiva. Old, there's certain old drasha svarim from like old, like Rabbanim, who lived about 100 years ago. They had their drushes. I don't remember the sefer. And the person asked the question that it was a rav in America. And he asked the following question: why are we celebrating Pesach? The sweatshops that we have now in America are worse than it was in Mitzrayim. So we have it worse than Mitzrayim. Okay. So he answered that we're celebrating Pesach because it gives us chizik. If Hashem took us out of the Mitzrayim, he can take us out of the sweatshops. What's interesting is I always thought that was like a drusha de gevart, but I see that the Maharal asked the same kasha. And the Maharal Prague, who was probably in the 1600s, I'm not sure exactly, I think around there. So that apparently this was, we don't appreciate how bad there were different kufas in Klal Yisrael. Can you imagine someone making a whole drasha that that's his kasha, that the sweatshops in America are worse than Mitzrayim? So it must have been pretty bad. It was in like the 1910s in America. So we're a little spoiled, and we don't realize the Ashiras that we have in this goddess. I think it's a something to appreciate that. I always thought that there's a Chaim VeLozhin, and then I think it's just kind of, or maybe he quotes the Gra in the Siddur HaGra. They quote that we say in the by before Ava Rabba Aptonu Hashem Elokeinu. Chemra means mercy. So he says from the Gra, as follows: Ava Rabba Aptonu Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem showed us tremendous Ava when he took us out of Mitzrayim. Chemra Gedolah V'Yisera, but he even showed extra mercy after the Chela Ego when Hashem had to punish us. So he says a minig that when a father punishes his children, he always shows extra love. So chemla gedolah v'yisera, that after the chetah ego and they got punished, then Hashem gave them the Mishkan, which He didn't give them when they went out of Mitzrayim. So what He says, the Gra, Rav Chaim VeLozhin, there is that the way Hashem runs the world is that after a clap is the greatest brachas. So I always assumed that that was pshat, that the Shoah was one of the worst claps that Klal Yisrael ever had. And after the Shoah, there is tremendous, tremendous bracha in Klal Yisrael. The fact that we got Eretz Yisrael back, which is a total nes. But here the Muslims and the Christians have been fighting over it, and now it belongs to Klal Yisrael. Rav Avrami used to tell us that the fact that the Jews control Eretz Yisrael slugs up the entire Catholic Church. He said that's what Rav Volbe used to say, because it's against their doctrine. There's the fact that Jews are so rich in the world, not all, but many, is completely amazing. So on one hand, we live in a tekufa, tremendous bracha. Obviously, there's also tremendous tzaras in the world. We're still in Chevle Mashiach. So we have like two opposite tekufas at the same time. We have the tekufa of Chevle Mashiach, which means a certain amount of tzaras, right before the birth of a woman. The closer you get to the childbirth, the more the pain is stronger. On the other hand, we're living in a tekufa of bracha, probably because after the Shoah. But at Maisa, I think we should appreciate. People don't appreciate the bracha we have in Klal Yisrael. So it's the Man Cheiroseirim. Pesach is always Man Cheiroseinu, but we have an amazing Cheiros, much more than in previous Dairis. Okay. It says, okay, I'm going to skip that one. All right. It says in the Haggadah, and we continue in the Haggadah. Sorry, I get to place. Looks like, oh, there's too many before. Okay, we say, Vihisha. So here it's a little strange. In the Hisha Amda, we say Hashda Avdi, which is also worth saying is that they consider themselves Avodim still, even with everything. Okay, then you have the Manishtana. I want to get to the next part. Okay, Avodah Mayinu. So we say in the Avodah Mayinu, so it says that if Hashem did not take us out of Mitzrayim, so we would all still be Avadim. So I have here in this Haggadah, this is from Rav Eliyahu Baruch Finkel, he asks a kasha, which apparently people ask. He says, how can we say that either though it's Yom Mitzrayim, we would still be Avadim? The Gzeira of Avadim was beferish 400 years. Shebris Ben Avsarim, Hashem said that there'll be 400 years Avadim. So there was a time limit made to the Avadim. So how can you say that we would still be Avadim? That's his kasha. So he brings one answer that he quotes it from the Arizal, that it doesn't mean physical avadim, it means spiritual avadim. That Eino Chinami, the din of avadim was 400 years, physical avadim, but being that we were stuck in Mitzrayim in the Memtesh Shari Tumah, so if Hashem didn't take us out of the Memtesh Shari Tumah, we would have never been able to get out on our own, and because that was like also amazing, and therefore we would be avadim in a spiritual sense. Okay, that's what he says from the Arizal. He brings some other answers. It's interesting. I heard an answer to this from Rav Avrahami. He said a very, I think, a pretty sadistic answer. Basically, give a mashal. There was a guy, a fellow, who had a scholar. He was graduated high school. And he's all set to go to college, and he got a full scholarship. He's a tremendous basketball player, and he got a full scholarship to go, a free, because he's such a great basketball player. He's going to get a free tuition in this fa fancy university, et cetera, et cetera. Everything wonderful. What happens? Before school starts, he does some terrible crime, and he gets convicted to 40 years in jail. Okay. Comes out 40 years later. He's 60 years old. He goes back to the college. I have this scholarship, basketball scholarship. They laugh in his face. Not 40 years, you're a little 40 years too late. Then tries to get a job. He says, well, you don't have any education. This guy comes out, all his friends are making, have good jobs. They have good degrees, and he can't get any job. He has to work as a janitor. So he comes with a complaint. Okay, I know I did a crime, but I was convicted for 40 years. I did my time. How come now I'm suffering that I can't get a good job? My friends who didn't do the crime, they have all these great jobs. They have Social Security, and they got, whatever else they have. And I don't have any of that. I'm not married. So the answer is that's not part of, it's not that we're giving you continuing your punishment. Your punishment is over. But the Maisa, once you had that punishment, there's a Derech HaTeva that continues. And that's nothing to do with the punishment. So, there's a Derech HaTeva that a person that's in jail for 40 years and he comes out when he's 60, he has no education and he can't get any job because he has no skill and he doesn't have Social Security because he never worked. And he's a pauper. That's the Derech HaTeva. So Rav Avrami said that's also pshat, basically here. Ben Yisrael would have been in Mitzrayim. The Gzeira of Avraham Avinu was 400 years in Mitzrayim. After 400 years, there's no Gzeira. Theoretically, if Ben Yisrael would be able to leave, they could leave. No one's going to, Hashem's not going to stop them, mitzad the Gzeira. But now there's a Derech HaTeva. There's a Derech HaTeva that if someone's an Evan in Mitzrayim, he doesn't come out. That's not Asa Gzeira, that's Asa Metzias. In other words, what Rav Avrami said, which was a little bit inspiring, was that we should hear, he said this also on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that things that happen to us now, person has a Diyun every year, even though it's a Diyun only for this year, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, you judge for that year, But what happens in that year can affect your whole life. Because if the gzeira is that this year is something bad, well, things are gerim each other. So even the gzeira, you're judged on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur for 1 year. You're not judged for the rest of your life. But whatever happens that year obviously affects the rest of your life. If you don't learn well this year, then the rest of your life will be harder to learn, et cetera, et cetera. So that's how we answer this question, that we can say that the Alpi Derech HaTeva, we would still be Avodim, even though the Gzeira was only 400 years. Okay, continuing on this phrase, there's a few very nice things on this phrase. It says, Afilu kulanu achamim, kulanu nevayim, kulanu zekeinim, kulanu yodas the Torah, mitzvah leinu sapi yisiyas Mitzrayim. So the question everyone asks is, ha gufa kasha? You know, the havamina is, if kulanu achamim, kulanu nevayim, kulanu zekeinim, there's no reason to tell Mitzvah Mitzrayim. So it says, Afilu, and that's the chiddush. So what's good for the Hasbir? So one Agada, I forgot the name, the I think from the Talmud of the Talmud of the Gra, the it's called Shar Shamayim, I think it's called, says the Ein El Chinami, it makes no sense. It's Gzeiras HaKosef, and that's good for what we're saying. We're saying Avodim Hayinu, we're Avodim to Hashem, and Avodim to Hashem means we have to follow things we don't understand. And here's the first example. The first example that it makes no sense why we should have to be Misapi Yisias Mitzrayim if we know it already. And that's because you're an Eved. An Eved you have to do even if you don't understand. That's what he answers. I heard, though, from Rav Avram Trapp, that was Rebbetzin's father, a different answer, which I say over many times, that Rav Trapp said, you know, he had many amazing miracles happen to him. You know, without getting into it, but he had some amazing miracles. He got saved in Europe with he made a Geiro Agra, and he got saved based on that Geiro Agra. So he used to say as follows, that when a person has something amazing happens to him, so he never tires of telling over the story. He'll tell his grandchildren, "Did I ever tell you the time?" And the grandchildren will say, "Yes, Zaidi, you told us 50 times already. Well, I'm going to tell it to you again." Because a person, something amazing happened to you, you get pleasure to say it over. So since the chiyuv of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim is to realize that we also went out of Mitzrayim, in other words, we also, if not for as the Yetzias Mitzrayim, we would still be in Mitzrayim, and we're supposed to be chayiv adam liras etzasmo kilu hu yotzei Mitzrayim. So you're supposed to feel that these amazing miracles happen to you. If we really felt that the amazing miracles of Davshra Dei Kinim Arav have happened to us, we would never tire of saying it over. Ah, there's no chiddush. So Rav Trapp says it doesn't make a difference. You don't need a chiddush. It's just a pleasure. A person gets hana telling over that story over and over and over again. So that's how he said pshat, that the reason why it's mitzvah to saper is because it's a siman that you feel the kilo yotzei Mitzrayim. And even if you don't feel it, the Rambam's gerusa, something my father used to always say, he has a gerusa, not chayiv adam liras et atzmo. The Rambam changes the gerusa, chayiv adam laharas et atzmo. Laharas means to show himself, which means, my father used to always say that even if he doesn't feel it, he has to act as if. Whereas we have the gerusa, chayiv adam liras et atzmo, he's supposed to feel that way. But the Rambam's gerusa says you have to act as if you feel that way. Laharas et atzmo. So he's supposed to act as if we felt that way. If we would have felt that way, we would never tire of saying it over. So we have to act as if we never tire and we enjoy saying it over. That's what Rav Trapp said, the Rebbetzin's father-in-law. Okay, so those are two answers. It also says, there's just the next line. It says, Mitzvah leinu sapri yisiyas Mitzrayim, v'chol ha'marbe leinu sapri yisiyas Mitzrayim reitha mishubuch. So the obvious kasha is, if you just said it's a mitzvah, so obviously it's mishubuch, because you're doing a mitzvah. So they quote from Aviyo Lapian that reitha mishubuch is besides a mitzvah. That besides getting the mitzvah, just there are certain side benefits. There's many side benefits besides the mitzvah. There are skulas from the mitzvahs. I will say that come about. And therefore, that's so that zareidah meshubach, beside the fact that you got a mitzvah, you're better off. Because we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put certain skulas and mitzvahs. The mitzvahs have amazing benefits to people. And Hashem, there's a safer, I forget what it's called. Forgot what it's called, I'm sorry. Klalei HaMitzvos, I think it's called. It's written by a Rishon. And he writes this, that every mitzvah, besides the schar, there are certain skudas. That's why the Orach Chaim says this too. That's why sometimes you see a Rasha that has certain, there's some cases of a Rasha has a koyach to give brachas. How could a Rasha have a koyach to give brachas? Because he did a mitzvah that has a skuda that your brachas are mekuyim. Says there are different skudas to every bracha. The Mefarshim say, that's pshat when we say later in the Haggadah that the Rosh says, Moha avodah zos lachem. So according to many pshatim, the Rosh, I'm jumping, but the Rosh, what's the Rosh's kasha? He knows it's a mitzvah. It doesn't say, sepashtis, the Rosh knows it's a mitzvah, so what's his kasha? So some people say his kasha is, okay, it's a mitzvah, but what do you get out of it besides the mitzvah? And the answer is that there, you know, that we don't just in Olam Haba. We got, because this brought up Avor Zeh, B'Seisim Yisroyim. There was a skula, matzah and marer have a skula. That's what the Ramchal says. There's a skula, matzah and marer, that they bring cheres. That's a skula. That's not the skar of the mitzvah. The skar of the mitzvah is in Olam Mitzvahs. Skar mitzvah b'hai amaleka. But there's a skula to matzah and marer that they bring cheres. Is every mitzvah has its skula. The skula of matzah and marer, that's what the Ram Chal says, Hashem put the certain skula, and that skula was intrinsic from Sheshet Yemei Maaseh. That's why even Avram Avinu by stone, it says he was eating matzah when the Malachim came. I'm sorry, when the Malachim came to Lot, it says he was eating matzahs, Rashi says. Because it was Pesach. So that there's a skudas were put in Sheshes and May Bracious. The Beis Halevi says this. And therefore, those skudas had nothing to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim. They were Hashem Fakir. Maybe because he knew in the future that they'll need that skuda when they want to get out of Mitzrayim. He put that skuda in the Matzah Mara on that day. Only on that day, obviously. But on Tesvav and Nissen, Matzah Mara has a skuda of bringing Cheres. Kleisrael, you know, tapped into that skuda when they wanted to get out of Mitzrayim, but that skuda always exists. So that's what where they answer the Rasha. The Rasha says, what do you get from this? The answer is, in this world, we get a skuda of cheres. So that's what the is saying here. Hareza Meshubach, that's what Rabbi Yolapian says. Hareza Meshubach means that besides the mitzvah, obviously, mitzvah, you'll get schar and olam haba. But hareza meshubach is that you get, you get certain brachas. You end up, you reach a high, also it becomes a certain higher madrega. Okay. All right. I wanted to say something very, very nice. I'm very excited if I can find the sefer here. I have to give an introduction to this. It's connected to this point that we're saying. But it's something very sadistic and very nice. Just find the part in the Haggadah. Okay. One of my, I don't want to say missions, I don't, that's not the right word, but one of the things I feel very strong, I feel I always talk about is that there is a very popular Rabbi Yolapian, which, not really, Rabbi Dessler, which I believe the Yeshiva did not agree with, and I sort of, I don't know, I always feel like it's almost like a necessity to speak out the other opinion because this Rabbi Dessler is so popular, and And all the people, the Gdolim that I spoke to, very strongly disagreed. What's Rav Dasker? Rav Dasker is a very beautiful Rav Dasker, which is very politically correct and beautiful, and everyone loves it. Rav Dasker has this thing called Nikudas HaBechira, which means he says that every person has their area of Nisyanis. There's certain areas that because you were born the way you were raised, that it's almost inevitable you're going to do it. So for that, you don't really get schar because it wasn't your bechira chavshes. There's certain things that because of the way you're born, you're not expected to do. In other words, it's inevitable that we're going to keep kashrus because what do you want? You grew up with kashrus. Of course, you're going to keep kashrus. Bashirusha. It's almost impossible for us to learn 16 hours a day like the stipler, especially being a smadim, that we're not punished for that. So we're only judged on our nekudas habechira, and everyone has their nekudas habechira. And therefore, in a certain sense, we and the stipler are all equal because we have our nekudas habechira, and he has his nekudas habechira. Now, the fact that his nekudas habechira is whether he should learn 16 hours, and our nekudas habechira is whether he should learn 2 hours, doesn't make a difference. If we pass our nisayin, we get the schar for passing our Nekudas, and if he passes his Nisayan, so if we learn 2 hours and he done 16 hours, we both did our Nekudas, and we both get the schar exactly equal. That's what Rav Dessler seems to say. Ad gedei kach that Rav Dess in the Mikhtam, that in the Mikhtam writes that when you're mikarev someone, you're not really doing him a chesed because you just, or you, when you teach someone, because you just move this nekudas habechira from A to B. But as far as he's concerned, his nisayon is to pass his nekudas habechira. So if you went to be mekarev him, his nekudas habechira would have been an A. Now that you mekarev him, his nekudas habechira is B. So the gabe him, nothing changed. Shad is, there's a chiyuv on you to be mekarev him. But it's not a chesed. I know, obviously, the Rishiva was, that was fire to Rishiva. Rishiva held that Vatzis Torah as a tremendous chesed. And the Ashkafa that you get the same schar as a stipler, I don't think we held of either. So the question is, why not? Rabbi makes what he sounds like very packed. All the girls' seminaries that earned this Rav Disler, it sounds so beautiful, makes everyone feel good. It's one of these feel-good pieces. So the Reshiva used to say the reason why not is because everyone's you don't just have a nekudas habechira. He says any there's a Rambam that says any person can be a tzaddik ki Moshe Rabbeinu or a rasha ki Ravim ben Nevat. He says that's true at every second of your life. At any second of your life, if you really got motivated, you could shoot up. You could learn 16 hours a day. You could be like the stipler. And if you wanted to, if you decided, you could become the biggest Rasha. In 1 second, person has that Bechira Chavshes. So it's not that you're Nekuda, you don't just have a little Nekudas of Bechira. Your Bechira is tremendous. And therefore, you get everything is in the realm of your Bechira. So you get Schar for everything because it's a Bechira. Now, once it's Schar, now, Eino Chinami, a harder Nisayan gets more Schar. But the Maisa, once it's a Nisayan, you get Schar. So the stipler who's learning 16 hours, he's getting schar for his 16 hours. Now, Eino Chinami, his schar for his 16 hours is not the first 14 hours came easy. Okay, so you don't get as much schar as he got for the last 2 hours. Our 2 hours are hard. So we get the same schar for our 2 hours that he got for hours 15 and 16. But he also gets schar for the first 14 hours. It was easy, but he still had a Bechira. And a Bechira means he gets schar. And schar, Talmud Torah, connected Kulam, even if it's easy. Right? That's what Reshiva used to say. So Reshiva did not agree with this Nekudas Bechira at all. But what I saw today, I'm very excited. I saw a Rav Shlomo Kluger that says another reason why he would disagree with Rav Dessler. So I gotta quote it. It's in the at the end of in the Haggadah, and it continues. It says, "B'chol dar v'dar, chayiv adam neiras hazav hino yatz mi Mitzrayim." That's what we said. And then it quotes a pasuk. Shenemar va'osanu hosi misham, v'man havi osanu lasais lanu es arat sher nishpat avoseinu. So Rav Shlomo Kluger asks, he wants to prove b'chol dar zar chayiv on the nearest says asvog. She quote the beginning of the pasuk. Shenemar v'osanu hosi misham. That's the Pariah. Why you quote the end of the pasuk? V'man havi osanu lasais lanu es arat sher nishpat avoseinu. Why they quote that part of the pasuk? They should just quote the beginning because the Raya is only from the beginning. Now, in general, what's pshat in the pasuk? So again, it says Shenemar, we're trying to prove B'chol Dor V'Dor Chayiv Adam Neiras Hazav Hino Yatz Shenemar V'Osanu Hotzei Misham. So who's Osanu? Osanu, the Baal HaGadah is learning, means us. B'chol Dor V'Dor. So then it says, the end of the pasuk is V'man Hovi Osanu. What does that mean? To bring us to Eretz Yisrael. So he says it has to mean not that when they got Eretz Yisrael 2,000, 3,000 years ago. It means to get when the Mashiach's going to come. So the Pshat of the Pasuk is V'osanu hotzi misham. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. The man, why did Hashem take us out of Mitzrayim? The man of V'osanu is Eretz. So he can bring us to the Aretz in Yemos HaMashiach. Right? In other words, the simple reading of the Pasuk is, it's going on the B'nai Yisrael that went out of Mitzrayim. Then the Pasuk makes sense. He took the B'nai Yisrael and that door out of Mitzrayim so that he could bring them to Eretz Yisrael. But the Baal HaGadah is learning this Pasuk and going out as a proof to B'chol Dar B'dar. Chayiv Adam Neiras HaZatzmo. So he's learning Osanu is going on B'chol Dar V'Dar. So what does it mean, the man of Osanu is Aretz? It means in the Mashiach. Says, what does that mean? How does Yitzias Mitzrayim bring about that will get Eretz Yisrael when the Mashiach comes? What does A have to do with B? That's where Shlomo Kluger's kasha. So he says, like, a gavaldik of pshat. It's actually really a gavaldik of pshat. I'm so excited about his pshat. He says that what's the problem? Why might B'nai Yisrael might not get, why would you think B'nai Yisrael won't get the Mashiach? Because Klal Yisrael become assimilated. They start doing Averis. They become like the Goyim. They forget that they're Jews. And then they're going to do all kinds of Averis. So then they shouldn't be Zoicha to the Mashiach. So there's a story. He doesn't say this story, but it fits right into what he says. I remember hearing this story from somebody who was a speaker who was told this story that he says he grew up in Russia and he never knew he was Jewish. His parents were decided to cover it up. They didn't want people knowing and they never told him. And they raised him like he's totally, you know, Russian, like everyone else. He goes off to college and he says all the kids and his roommates and everyone start calling him a dirty Jew. He tells them, I'm not Jewish. No, they're all calling him a dirty Jew. He goes home during a break and he tells his parents, I'm mutting the thing. You know, I know I'm not Jewish. And then everyone calls me a dirty Jew. So his parents say, you know, we'll tell you the truth. You really are Jewish. Okay. We just didn't tell anyone. Never told you. We never told anyone else. So he goes back to college and he says to his roommates, okay, you got me. I'm a dirty Jew. But how did you know? I didn't even know. No one knew. My parents were keeping it a secret. So they told him, we have a rule that if the person doesn't swear and he doesn't get drunk all the time, then he's Jewish. So we knew you were Jewish. So that's what Shlomo Kluger says. There are certain things, a guy can be the most assimilated Jew in the world, but there are certain midos that a Jew has, certain averis that a Jew doesn't do because of Yerusha. From thousands of years of being part of Klal Yisrael, being that his grandfather, great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather, etc., was religious, and they became into his personality. So even if he's now assimilated, he can't get out of that. He's not going to swear and get drunk like a Russian. Can't. It's against too much against his grain. The problem is, so now he says they can get the Mashiach because they have mitzvahs. Yashav et over aveira, you're getting a mitzvah. So there's certain averas that this assimilated Jew is not going to do. He's not going to, the example he's giving, he says he won't eat the most disgusting shratzim. It defines it disgusting. There's certain things that are tummy, he won't do. Disgusting. So he's not going to do. Yashav et over aveira, you get a mitzvah. So for that mitzvah, he's zoicher for the Mashiach. Frack the Shlomo Kluger, but everyone knows that the Gemara in Kedushin says in Daf Mem that the only time we say Yoshev and Avra Avera, you get a mitzvah if you have an Nisayon, and he doesn't have an Nisayon, so and that's good because there's no Nisayon because there's no mitzvah. So he says that's why Yetzias Mitzrayim comes in. Because he was, because Klai Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim were a bunch of lowlifes, and the Mitzrayim were doing all these Dvarim Tmeim, all these disgusting things. And the Derech HaTeva should be that someone who was in Mitzrayim, so their great, 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 great grandchild should be doing these disgusting things too. Elamai, what happened? That his grandfather, his great grandfather, whatever, went ahead and were tzaddikim, and they were they took away the hashpah of being in Mitzrayim. So it says, so that means it was a Nisayon. It wasn't in his Nisayon, but it wasn't, if not for his grandparents, there would have been a Nisayon. And not for his great grandfather, if not for his great 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 grandfather. Shlomo Kluger says in Yisayon that when we say that you need a Nisayon to get schar, it doesn't have to be that the Nisayon was your Nisayon, as long as it was someone's Nisayon. The same idea that the famous Chazon Ish that says that you can daven for somebody. We say Hashiveinu Avinu Tarasecha. You can daven for someone else. Right? The famous Maaseh of Borea that Rav Meir had these people that were bothering him, and he was davening that they should die, and his wife told him that you should better daven and they should do tshuva. How can I daven? They should do tshuva. They have bechira. It's their bechira. So the Chazon Ish says, because Klai Yisrael's one. So if Rav Meir is boicher to that they should do tshuva, that's yoytzi, their chiyah bechira. And then if they do tshuva based on Rav Meir's tefillah, they get schar. That's the famous Chazon Ish. It's in the back of Moed. So that if you that as long as some Jew had bechira, and that's why you did the mitzvah, you yotzei the din bechira. So Rav Shlomo Kluger extends that same Yisoid that if your great 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 grandfather, who was in the door of Yotzei Mitzrayim, had bechira chafshitz, that he had this tremendous hashpah of Mitzrayim, and he worked on themselves right the 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer. His clients who worked on themselves to leave the Memtah Shari Tumah and to go to Memtah Shari Kedusha. So they had to do a tremendous work. It wasn't an easy thing to go from Memtah Shari Tumah to go to Memtah Shari Kedusha. So they had special Siyata Dishmaya, the day from Mesugo, but they still was a tremendous Avaida. So they had Bechira Chavshes that they worked on themselves. So now, for all the Dairis, if their great great grandson, when he's tempted, when he's offered a something which is disgusting, an aveira, and he turns it down, even though he's an assimilated Jew, because of the hashpah of his great great grandfather, then he gets schar of Yashav et over aveira. That's what Shlomo Kluger says. It's an amazing Shlomo Kluger. So Memeda, that's Shem the Pasuk. Because we're supposed to realize that we went out of Mitzrayim, meaning that we get credit. We're viewed as if we were in Mitzrayim because we were, the same, we were mushpa from Mitzrayim, whatever. And therefore, because we were in Mitzrayim indirectly, and now And now, man, Abiyah son, Hashem son, and therefore we can get the Mashiach, because even if we're Rishayim, even if we're Klai Yisrael Rishayim, we still get the Mashiach because of the mitzvahs that we do, because we are Teva, and it's not called that we didn't have Bechira Chavshis because of the fact that there was a Bechira based on Mitzrayim. That's Rav Shlomo Kluger. So maybe it's not like Rav Dessert, Rav Dessert's whole board was that there's no schar for the mitzvahs that are coming Memeda. They have no nisayin. But Rav Shlomo Kluger says that even if there's no nisayin, the only reason why there's no nisayin is because your grandfather passed the nisayin, your great grandfather, great great grandfather. So therefore, that's enough to give us the schar of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, I want to finish off. Okay, just running late. Just that the four sons. So I saw them. First of all, it says Chacham Rasha. So they all asked the Kasha. It should have said Chacham, the opposite of Chacham, should be any of the Elisho. So they say that's not true. That the opposite of a Chacham is a Rasha. Because a Rasha, we have a Saita. Why is a Saita called a Saita? Because Niknas Marush Shtus. The opposite of a Chacham is a person has a ruach shtus, stupidity. The Rasha is the stupidest person in the world. The Rasha goes ahead and it's blatant. It's blatant. If he would open his eyes, person would see. I mean, the person believes in evolution. It's the most ridiculous thing in the world that an ink spilled and there's such a beautiful world came about, perfect world. But the Rasha, because of his negiyas, he makes up all these stupid philosophies. So the Rasha is the biggest shaita. So the Rasha is the opposite of the Chacham. Okay. Therefore, then it continues. You have the Tam, and you have the Eni Yodea Lishol. Let me just find the place here in this Haggadah. There's also, it says, okay, we said that the Rasha says, Moi Chem. We said already that Pshat in the Rasha is, he doesn't know what the advantage is. Okay. The Eni Yodea Lishol, so there's a very, it says, At Psachlo. So this is just for the women. If you have to say something to make your mother feel good at the Haggadah, this is a very, or your wife, this is a nice part. This is from the Rav Elia Baruch. So why does it say At Psachlo? So he says because especially in any of the Elisho, he needs a mother's touch. For the Mechanech, a child who's in any of the Elisho, but everyone today is to some degree in any of the Elisho, because in this continent of Adairis, he says you need the love of the mother. You need a certain warmth. You need to be mashpia. Only the mother can do that. And then he brings a ma'isa, very interesting ma'isa, that he says Rav Shach used to always say over, that Rav Shach was walking with the Griz, the Briska Rav, and they passed so children who they could see from the children's behavior that they were very wonderful children. They were Bali Midos, Yerushalayim. And they knew whose children these were. They saw, paying in a certain yard, a certain house. And apparently Rav Shach was like shocked because they knew the father. The father was a grubba person, without a Bal Midos, whatever. And here he had such refined Derech Eretz children. So I don't know. And so he says, Rav Shach sort of mentioned something to the Griz. I guess the Griz also knew who the father is. Like it's Apliya. So the Griz said it's not Apliya because children, they're Noka Klaus Ebiotra. You should follow this rule. She'iker Ashba Bechina Chayeladen Himea Ima. That the Iker Ashba on the children is a mother. So that the mother, you have a kasha. How could this grubby guy have such wonderful kids? No kasha, because he has probably his wife is not so grub. His wife is a very wonderful wife. So he said the Griz told him that the Iker Ashba of children today is on the mother. I don't know if that was always that way, but it's definitely that way today. There's a sefer by Rav Zalman Sirotzkin, who was he was a Rav in Europe, and he survived the war, and he became the head of the Valley Yeshivas in Eretz Israel. That was the brother of Rav Baruch Sirotzkin from the Tells, but this was his brother. But he was one of the Choshua Rabbanim in Europe. So he says a sefer was Naim the Torah, which is a known sefer, the Parash of Chumash, and he has a sefer Deya Vadibur, which is his drashas, a few halakim. And in there, he tells an amazing ma'aseh. He says he was at the Asifa of Gedolim in Europe when they were done on whether or not they should start the Beis Yaakov movement. And there were people that were saying it's against the Messiah. Girls don't learn Torah. We don't teach girls Torah. We never had yeshivas for girls. It's against the Messiah. And he said the Chafetz Chaim got up and says, no, we need a Beis Yaakov this now. And he said the same svara, that today, in today's society, it's the mother that determines the chinuch of the kids. This was already, 100 years ago, more than 100 years ago, probably. But he said, the Chofetz Chaim said that already then, based on the way society has changed, the husband goes out, the mothers are more, educated. The mothers aren't as whatever it is, the derech of the homes. He says the ikar hashpah on the children is the mother. So the mother must have it. You must have a Beis Yaakov. So this is what the Grizz told the Rav Shach, that's no kasha. How can I have these kids? Because the mother. So he wants to apply it to the Avelia Baruch. That's what it means. Apsachlo. That for sure, when you're dealing with a child who has these certain, disabilities and problems in learning, then for sure you need the mother. So it's the Apsachlo, that the mother should be the one who teaches him. Okay, I think we'll stop here. Okay, everyone should have a good Yontif. If anyone has any questions, we can open for questions. I don't know if Nelson Yeshaya, can you make it? Anyone can talk. But I wish everyone a good Yontif. Anyone wants to leave, they're more than welcome to hang up. But if anyone wants to talk, I'll hear.
They can unmute themselves.
What?
They can unmute themselves. Yeah.
Okay. Anyone have anything to say?
Thank you very much, Rabbi. Have a good Yontif.
Good Yontif.
Hi, Rabbi. I just wanted to thank Rabbi. I just had a question about going back to the Nikudas Habechira. Doesn't Mesillas Yesharim say that our schar is based off how much we're mashlim ourselves? And doesn't the Pirkei Avos say that it's Lufum Tzara Agra? How could we get schar for other people?
The Fum Saira Agra is true, but it doesn't say that that's the only factor. In other words, the Fum Saira Agra means if you do a mitzvah of learning now, then it's easy, and tomorrow you learn when it's hard, the schar you get for the learning that's hard is much, much greater than the schar that you get for the learning that's easy. But the question is, what is the schar for the learning that's easy? Is there an almost no schar? So Rav Dessler is sort of saying that when it's so easy, that because you were born in such a family, so the learning that's pashut, there's almost no schar for it. And so Rashida vehemently disagree with that. Every mitzvah has tremendous schar. So Rav Dessler said you can't get schar because there's a Rambam that says that if a person has absolutely no bechira chavshes, there's no schar. Rabbi said that's the reason why there has to be Bechira Hafshe. If Hashem would force you to do mitzvahs, you couldn't get schar. So Rav Dezra says that isn't the stipler, the first 5 minutes of learning, or of Chaim Kanevsky with a father like the stipler, to learn for an hour was no Bechira. Of course you're going to learn for an hour. His father, you have a father like that. What do you expect? Yeshiva said it's not true. He didn't have to learn for it. He could have adopted every second. Because everyone has Bechira Chavshes. And therefore, once you have even a drop of Bechira Chavshes, there's a mitzvah. And this schar for a mitzvah is amazing. So that doesn't deny the Fum Saira Agra. So after I was saying that the stipler, when we learn 2 hours, it's with a lot of tzar. But the stipler learned from 2 hours from 14 to 16, also with a lot of tzar. So he also got his 2 hours of the Famsara Agra. But besides his 2 hours of the Famsara Agra, he got 12 hours of no Saira Agra, 14 hours. And but since according to Reshiva, there was some Nisayan, and according to Shlomo Kluger, even if there was no Nisayan to him, there was a Nisayan Ilulei the actions of their grandfather, great grandfather. So there's Schar. There's no such it's nothing going together that you had no Bechira whatsoever, and therefore there's no Schar.
Right, but I'm not the just the Shlomo Kluger part where someone else could do something and then give me schar, so that I thought sounded a little
Okay,
bit
but
against
the
the Hasidus
Chazonish
Hashem.
writes that in the it's just to take off the it's not the schar. There's an intrinsic schar for doing a Maisa Mitzvah. There's a schar if you do a Maisa. We have even in the Gemara, you know that they have a case where it's in the I think it's in the Chiddush Aleph too. That the case if you drop money and the and Ani finds it. So you get schar. Ah, you're no bechira. So someone said, I think Rashiva said that it's because you did have bechira because megalgam schus de zakai. So Hashem wouldn't have made it that you dropped the money and the ani would have found it unless you had bechira chafshes to do some other mitzvah. But I didn't have bechira to do this mitzvah. So that's once there's some bechira. So you know there's a in theory. For any mitzvah, even without any bechira, this schar is not for the bechira. The schar is for the mitzvah. The fum saira agra multiplies the schar, but that's not the only criteria. So there's tremendous schar for a mitzvah. A person can do an easy mitzvah and you get tremendous schar. If you're walking down the street and you're walking down, you know, in Florida, there's a canal. I'm walking around the canal and you happen to see a kid that's drowning and you stick out your hand and you pull him out. Anyone would have done that. But there's a tremendous schar because you saved the person's life. Because you did an amazing mitzvah. Anyone would have done it. So what? But you did it. The tremendous schar. So mitzvahs have tremendous schar. The only thing is that the Rambam says if there's no bechira chavshes, then there can be no schar. So these, what Reshiva was saying is there's always bechira chavshes because there's always a yetzer hara. And the Rav Shlomo Kluger said there's Bechira Chavshes because you accept your grandfather to take care of it. So Memeira, that solved the no Bechira Chavshes problem. So now there's Schar for the mitzvah.
Thank you.
You know, that's what I think. That I think it's a very important hashkafa. Otherwise, what happens is people are not machshiv little mitzvahs. And you know you, and that because you know, of course everyone would have done that. Everyone does that, and it's a very I think it's very dangerous. You have to be to hear that even a mitzvah that was no big deal. This example, you were walking down and you saw you just you know you picked up you know of course anyone would have done it. And you know you get tremendous schar.
Can I ask you one question? Just, unfortunately, would it worked with Averis too, that a person that goes down the wrong road and that if that he can like Magog Lechayva Lechayva and he had, there's a taina on him even or something like that, unfortunately, Chas v'Shalom.
I do not know. I would assume to some extent, yes, but I don't know. It's not always the same mitzvahs and averus. They do say in a few places that there are different. I'll tell you where they say, for example, a place where I do know the difference. There's a concept which I love to quote in the Shir called mitzvahs hanigrais. Mitzvahs hanigrais means that when you do one mitzvah, you get automatically another mitzvah. For example, there's a mitzvah of kibbutz. So anytime you do a mitzvah, you're causing kibbutz because you're causing your parents get schar. So, you know, because your parents get schar for your mitzvahs. So you're getting an extra mitzvah of kibbutz. You're getting a mitzvah of kibbutz rav because your Rebbe gets schar. You're getting a mitzvah of lasos nachas ruach lebayre because the mitzvah causes nachas ruach Hashem. Now, I just did a mitzvah. I say I put a I did a mitzvah. I'm learning Torah, so I'm automatically get a mitzvah of kibbutz. Well, because you did a mitzvah of kibbutz, you just did another mitzvah of kibbutz, because Every time you do a mitzvah, you're doing keep it up. So I just did a second keep it up. I did keep it up by doing the mitzvah of learning, and I did keep it up by doing the mitzvah of keep it up. Oh, okay. So I get another mitzvah, keep it up. Ah, wait a second. So now I'm going to get another mitzvah, keep it up. So it says in the Svara that the mitzvahs and the grace go on indefinitely, which is pretty wild. And there's like about 20, 30, 40, 50 mitzvahs and the grace. So, and they all, when you do one mitzvah, they go on indefinitely. So I never knew it. Okay, so, but they say in the Svarim that that does not apply by Averis. By Averis, you don't get keep it, you're not over and keep it off if you're doing Avera. Or, you know, the Hashem does not keep on going, for sure not indefinitely. Maybe one time, I don't know, maybe one time you do, but it doesn't go on. That rule that the mitzvahs go on forever is only by mitzvahs, not by Averis. So there are certain things that because Hashem is a Baal Chesed, he makes certain rules by mitzvahs that they don't follow by Averis. So I do not know if this applies, how much this applies to Averis. I can't say. I don't remember seeing. I mean, Rav Shlomo Kluger is only talking about mitzvahs. So to apply it to Averis, it doesn't follow automatically. So I don't know. I think the Yeshiva really did say it by Averis too, I think, but not sure. But Rav Shlomo Kluger, for sure, there's no way of knowing. I think Rav Shiva, because Rav Shiva said that Mishnah, that Pshat in the Rambam, that you can be a tzaddik and Moshe Rabbeinu, a Rosh Rabbi Nevot, applies to every person. So, okay. And every prayer, every time.
Could Rabbi repeat the kasha by the Filu Kolanu Chachamim part?
What was the kasha?
I don't remember.
Rav Trump's kasha?
Yeah.
It says that even if we're all hachamim, afido, we're still mitzvah the harbos and sapris yis mitzrayim. Now, why is it afido? Because the havamina would be that there's no purpose. You know it already. So that's why there's a havamina that if you're a kulano nevayim, kulano achamim, kulano yaidim, it's called Torah. There's no purpose to do it. So the kamashman is that you should do it anyway. The shad is, what's the kamashman on? The havamina is such a good havamina. So the Talmud of the Gra said, of Terence, that the kamashman is, you're right, it makes no sense, but it's exeris akasiv. But Rav Trapp said, the kamashman on is that it's a simon that you feel that you went out of Mitzrayim. Because if you really felt you went out, you would never tire repeating over the same story over and over again because you get pleasure. And even if you don't feel that way, you're supposed to make believe because the Lahara says Asma. Is that okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, I left out, I realized now that I'm talking about that, I left out my favorite part that it said by the Talmidim of, they were talking in Bnei Brak and they were marbed as Sapri Yisir Yisrayim until the Talmidim came. And they said, Rabbi Sagiyas Man Krishma Shashakras. So my favorite part that I think I say every year is, why weren't the Talmidim there? Can you imagine how much Torah is being said? The four biggest Gedolei Hador are sitting in Marbin and Sapri Yisrael trying to go to Alayda. Every Talmud should be pushing in there. So what's the answer? That call, as I said, I used to always say that when the Rebbe is alive, the Talmud doesn't appreciate the Rebbe. Oh, I'll hear it tomorrow. Yeah, it's hard. Right now, I'm busy. I have a Seder at home. I'll come tomorrow. And I remember when I was a Bacher, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz used to say Shmuzim on Friday night, every Friday night between Mincha and Ma'ariv. I usually couldn't come because I was in the yeshiva there, and there was Seder, and I was a base medrash guy, I had to help with the Seder, but in Al Shabbos, I used to go, and I don't even believe there was a minyan that showed up. I don't know. And I remember when Abruch used to give Shmuzim, I also don't know if there was a minyan, and even if there was a minyan, they weren't listening, they were learning Mavering the Seder, or doing whatever else they were interested in doing. People don't appreciate Gedolim when they're alive. It's only after they're Nifter that you appreciate them. So that was at least my shot. I can't say I never saw anyone say that. The Talmidim The Gedolim are sitting in Bnei Brak. The Talmidim are sleeping in their beds. Okay, that's an original. Okay. All right, Yeshikayach, everyone.
Just ask one more thing. Sorry.
Yes.
Rabbi, like maybe half mentioned that Rabbi spoke over this concept of Nekudas HaBechira with other Gedolim. Is that true?
Yes.
Which
I've
Gedolim?
I never heard anyone agree with Rav Dassler. What can I tell you? I even spoke to one of the people who was an editor of the Mikvah Me'ayahu, and I asked him how Rav Dassler could have written such a thing. It's against so many Chazal. And he told me, yeah, I know. He didn't really answer. He said, Rav Dassler sometimes said some very radical things. It was my neighbor in Sanhedrin Rechavid, Goldberg, I think his name was. He was a brilliant guy who lived in the next building, 135. He was one of the editors of the Mikvah Me'ayahu. But he agreed it was also very unconventional. I was upset that he wrote that when you're writing, doing chinuch, you're not doing chesed. I mean, how can you say you're not doing chesed when you do chinuch? I don't know if that automatically follows from the Kudus of Bechira, but Rav Dessler made that application in one of his pieces, that the mitzvah of chinuch is a bein adam lemakom, not a bein adam lechaveiro. And like in all the svarim, it says that the chinuch is bein adam lemakom, but it's all the svarim talk about that it's a mitzvah bein adam lechaveiro. I don't know I can't say early, but all the modern, the last 200-year Musa svarim, 100-year, that Tarbosis, Rav Yisrael writes that, and the biggest mitzvah, you can do the biggest favor you can do to somebody, there's chesed, the biggest chesed you can do to someone is in Ruchnius. It says that in many Musa svarim. But Rav Dessler wrote, I asked this my neighbor how Rav Dessler could have written such a thing. So he told me, yeah, Rav Dessler sometimes got very radical. Now, I'm not using that to pass Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler was he said some very, very beautiful things, Rav Dessler. This particular thing was radical. Okay. I did not find any Gadol that agreed with him. Sorry.
Rabbi said that the Rosh Yeshiva would hold that if someone did an Aveira and that which caused them to have more trouble with have a harder nisyonos. Rabbi said the Rosh Yeshiva held that he would be.
I'm not sure. I do not know. I would suspect yes, but I would also suspect that if you did tshuva, then it would not be true. In other words, let's say a guy went to an X-rated movie, and because he went to the X-rated movie, now he has sihurim pop into his head. So pashtus, he can't tie the oines, because it's his own fault. But if he did tshuva, then he went to the X-rated movie, and then he heard him, tshuva doesn't stop the fact that he still, his thoughts are going to pop into his head, then I'm assuming that he would not be, it's not his, he would be considered an oinus.
So when Rabbi said that we don't know what Rav Shlomo Kluger would say, Rabbi's just saying it isn't mochrach from what he said, but it would be logical that
I don't know, because no, it's not necessarily, because We know that mitzvahs and averis are not the same, so it could be that the midas harachmim is much greater than the midas din. So I don't know.
But Rabbi's saying it's luck, but probably yes.
No, I don't know. No, I'm not saying that. Don't get me in trouble. I don't know. Not mochrok. Why should we say probably yes and say bad? There's some kind of hashkafa, wild hashkafa, that Hashem runs the world based on what we say. So why should we say yes? I don't know. They actually say that in the Sfarim. This I never heard from Shia, but Rav Avraham used to quote it all the time, that one of the reasons that you probably dumb people to Kaf Chos, because if you dumb them to Kaf Chayiv, then Hashem will dumb them to Kaf Chayiv. You done that if you come up with some crazy kaf schus, then Hashem judges them the kaf schus. So okay. So anyway, so we don't say. We sure don't want to say something we don't know. Pele Yoed says that, in that by done a kaf schus and kaf chayiv. Okay, all right, Yeshikayach. I'm still here if anyone wants something to say. Otherwise, I'm gonna go. All right, Yishikayach, everyone. Okay, good night and a good Yontif. Yishikayach to Rabbi Schwartz for arranging this and for twisting my arm. But okay, Yishikayach.
Thank you, everyone.
And we have a Zoom share in a week, which I have no idea what it's on. We didn't start preparing it. But okay, and some sugya. Okay.